Welcome to Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality. This interactive radio show focuses not only on Reiki, but on all topics of spirituality, as well as self-healing, self-empowerment, through loving and inspiring messages. This show is unique in that most episodes include a free companion meditation designed specifically for the topic we discussed. If you would like to be a guest on our show or have any comments or suggestions for future topics, please leave us an email or voicemail using the voice recorder found on our site. Please help us support the cost of producing this podcast and the subsequent free meditations by scheduling a distant healing session with me, purchasing an online class, or donating directly to the podcast by going to our website, which is www.realreikirealife.com. I am your host, Patricia Keene, ready to love, inspire, and serve you today. Hey everyone, welcome. It is so good to be here with you this week, and I want to thank you for sharing your space with me for the next few minutes. In this episode, we are going to talk about relying on your inner guidance. Too often, we rely on outside sources to guide us in the things that we do, and we forget that we have everything we already need in order to make the choices that are right for us. I want to go into what inspired this episode. I am in massage therapy school, and in one of my classes, we were to create a vision board of where we saw ourselves after we graduate. And one of my items, and actually I should say my top item, was to be happy. I mean, I already stated that I am happy, but I want that to continue. And so one thing I mentioned is something that I had to decondition myself from was relying on external sources to look for happiness. I relied too much of my life on what others told me to do, what they thought I should think, feel, look, act, dress, believe, all those things. And I think many of us fall under that category, or did at one time. So as I looked around the class, I saw several nods of agreement, and others looked at me with confusion. So I could tell they were wondering how to do this. I think it was kind of a new concept to them, because a lot of people are kind of conditioned from early on not to make their own choices. And I used to be one of them. So like anything, if you do not use it regularly or practice your inner guidance, it becomes rusty, or to the point where it's a little bit more difficult to practice, and that connection can be dimmed that you have. So after this experience in my class, I thought it would make a good podcast topic, and was waiting for a less chaotic day to do this. And then, interestingly enough, this morning, my daily OM email talked about relying on your inner guidance and not relying on external sources to bypass your inner guidance. And so a chill kind of went through me, and that is when I knew that the universe was pushing or nudging me to talk about this topic right now. So I have a reflexology final that I kind of should be studying for, but the message was loud and clear that I need to talk about this. So here I am, and I just want to read to you the short but powerful message in the Daily OM email that I received. It said, "Throughout our lives, we will encounter individuals who presume to know what is best for us. The insights they offer cannot compare, however, with the powers of awareness and discernment that already exist within us. From birth, we are blessed with wisdom that cannot be learned or unlearned. It exists whether or not we acknowledge it, because it is a gift given to us by a loving universe before we chose to experience existence on this earthly plane. Yet, for all of its permanence, it is vital that we value and honor this incredible element of the self. It is when we do not use our inborn wisdom that we begin to doubt our personal truths and are driven to outside sources of information because we are afraid. What we know to be true in our hearts is invariably true, and we discover how intensely beautiful and useful self-trust can be when we recognize the power of our wisdom. Inner wisdom is not subject to the influences of the outside world, which means that it will never demand that we surrender our free will or counsel us to act in opposition to our values. We benefit from this inspiration when we open ourselves to it, letting go of the false notion that we are less qualified than others to determine our fate. I love that part. I have to stop for just a minute. Letting go of the false notion that we are less qualified than others to determine our fate. Bam, bingo, kabam. I mean, that just says it all for so many of us. How many of us have relied upon others to determine our fate? Or felt like we're less qualified than others to determine our fate? Okay, so I'm going to continue on because that just, if I could have read only one thing from that paragraph, it would have been that, but I'm going to go ahead and continue on. The wisdom inside of us is the source of our discernment and our ability to identify blessings in disguise. When we are unsure of who to trust, how to respond, or what we require, the answers lie in our inner wisdom. It knows where we are going and understands where we are coming from. Taking this into account, though it is not a product of experience, but rather a piece of our connection to the universal mind. In the whole of your existence, no force you will ever encounter will contribute as much to your ability to do what you need to do and to be who you want to be as your natural wisdom. Through it, you reveal your growing consciousness to the greater source and discover the true extent of your strength. If you heed this wisdom with conviction and confidence, the patterns, people, and fears that held you back will be dismantled, paving the way for you to fulfill your truest potential. Okay, I lied. That was not as short as I thought it would be. I felt like I read that for quite a while, but you kind of know the meaning I was trying to get across, and it did take a little bit longer to talk about that. But let's go ahead and talk more about this inner guidance system you have. In most religions and in spirituality, we believe we come from the divine, or at least carry a spark of the divine within us, right? And this means because we come from our source that we are actually a part of our source. And just because we live in this earthly realm with a physical body doesn't mean that we are not spiritual beings blessed with spiritual gifts that are our divine birthright. And we all have many spiritual gifts that we've been blessed with. And one of those gifts is our inner guidance, that still small voice inside. Some people call it your spirit, your higher self, and other things. And whatever you choose to call it, we all have it. And it is there to help us navigate life's journey in a way that is unique only to us and not anybody else. So I want to go back to earlier where we mentioned this kind of stems from the time when we're little. So from the time when we are little, we rely on sources like our parents, our teachers, or whoever is raising us to help us make wise choices. And we learn at an early age that we need to rely on someone else to guide us in life. And I have to make a point that this is probably wise early on in life as the adults in our lives are trying to help us navigate the world. But this continues on throughout childhood and the teenage years and well into adulthood. And then by then we are told by the media what to think, what to feel, what to believe, how to look. And this can be something that occurs also with religion and sometimes spirituality. But the point is, we are told and conditioned our whole lives how to do pretty much everything in our lives. In some ways, this is good because having order by obeying laws or having a system in place that gets you up for work every morning is important because we need to make a living, right? But by the time we reach adulthood, we have disconnected or dimmed our inner guidance because we have not used it much at all. So what I'm mainly focusing on here is that in other areas of our lives, such as religion, spirituality, the media, society, culture, etc., we can actually give our power away when we rely too much on the external sources instead of our own inner guidance. And you know, it is a little surprise that this happens because, as mentioned, it starts early in childhood. So now that we all know this, how do we get this back? How do we decondition ourselves to trust our inner guidance more? You know, this can be a long or even lifelong process because that hard wiring took place when we were very, very young, in some instances when we were born. And the important thing to remember is to practice and practice as much as possible, because eventually it will become second nature and it will become more easily, or I'm sorry, it will come more easily to you as you practice this. And one thing I want to mention is that we have to rely on ourselves and self-healing to open ourselves up to being able to connect to that inner guidance system again. So I want to go back to what I said earlier about this being something that even happens in spirituality. For me and most others I know, spirituality is recognizing the divine in yourself and others, being on your own path to your own truth, being willing to open yourself up to healing yourself so that you can help others and the world. And, you know, there is more to it than that. Your definition might be a little different than mine or maybe more extensive than mine, but that's just kind of what the basic foundation is. But the point I want to make on that is, in the spiritual community, there can be a system where we rely on others to tell us how to act, what to eat, how to feel. So to give you an example of this, there's kind of this belief out there right now that I've seen very strongly in the spiritual community that you're not spiritual if you're not vegan and if you're not eating raw food. I guess the overall feeling is that you're not spiritual unless you're doing these things. And I want to point out there is nothing bad about vegan and eating raw. In fact, it's a very great way to eat. But the point I want to make is that those who have followed this lifestyle, have they done it because it seems like it is the spiritual thing to do because others are doing it? Or are they going inward and asking their body, is this what I need? Is this eating plan or this change, this lifestyle, whatever it is, right for me? And then are we acting on that information? Or are we just relying on others in our communities to dictate what is right for us? Now, I want to put it out there that I'm not saying don't seek advice from people. Sometimes we do need to seek advice from people on things that we are going through in life, because this is a gift that we can receive from others who have traveled our path, or those who can offer a perspective that we hadn't thought of to help us decide if something is right for us. What I'm saying is, at the end of the day, are you checking in with yourself with no matter what advice you've been given? So let's say your best friend gives you some advice with something that you've come to her or him for or with. And you think, okay, that's some really good advice. What do you do from there? Do you immediately just follow that advice? Or do you seek other opinions to kind of get some more rounded advice? And I tend to be one of those people who seeks information from lots of sources. And then I go inward and ask myself, what is right for me? And I've had to learn that through so much trial and error and deconditioning, because I grew up in a family and in a religion where we were basically told how to behave, how to act, what our spirituality should be, all those things. And deconditioning myself from a lot of that has been a long process, and I'm still going through it. And I think most of us do, because there are just so many things that we've been hardwired to believe and that we have to kind of question at some point. So I want to ask you, did you know that the unconscious mind can be better at making complicated choices than the conscious mind? The conscious mind can only process about 7 bits of information per second, but the unconscious mind can process 11 million. So by tapping into that supercomputer part of our mind, the subconscious mind, which is the deepest, truest, most divine part of ourselves, we open that door to a vast amount of wisdom that we can get spot on answers to our questions to. And guess what, you guys? The best part of this is that it's not difficult to do. And to demonstrate that, we're going to go ahead and do a short exercise to help you access this inner guidance if you've been having trouble with that lately. Or those of you who are maybe more experienced in this, maybe it can be something that resonates with you or just something that you like to try once in a while for something a little bit different. So before we begin, I'll go ahead and find yourself in a quiet place where you're not going to be interrupted. And before we get into that, stepping out of our busy body workday mind is kind of key to accessing the deep space of inner knowing. Where you find yourself in a quiet place can be anywhere from a meditation room, a church pew, a garden or park, your favorite chair, or even the kitchen table. And just choose a quiet time of day when you're not likely to be interrupted, like the early morning or late evening. And go ahead and settle into silence now by closing your eyes and taking 5 to 10 breaths so deep that the bottom of your diaphragm moves as you imagine yourself sinking into your solar plexus. Keep doing this as I continue talking. As you do this, this moves your brain waves into a relaxed alpha state in which intuitive information flows more easily. And if you are attuned to Reiki, go ahead and place your hands on your solar plexus and begin sending Reiki there. This will help you connect more easily to your solar plexus, which is basically your gut, where all of your wisdom and intuition lies. Well, not all of it, but a big chunk of it lies there. So continue with that breathing if you haven't finished. And now we're going to go ahead and move on. And you can say something to yourself like, may this work for the highest good of all. Or, I invite the answer for my highest good. It's important just to say some kind of powerful prayer. And it can be called an intention as well. Intention and prayer are basically the same thing. Because when we do that, we're moving out of the way of that stubborn, self-serving part of ourselves that gets us into trouble. And we open the door to deeper wisdom and to answers that do to us and the entire world good. So now get a question in your mind that is a short, sharp, and focused question. It should be something that is action-oriented. Should I go to the beach this weekend rather than future-oriented? Will I go to the beach this weekend? I hope that makes sense. Ideally, it should be answerable with a simple yes or no. And just as in daily life, if your question is too long, complicated, or fuzzy, it will be harder to get a clear response. So just make sure that it's a very simple question that is action oriented and is a basic yes or no answer. What sabotages wise decision making, say neuroscientists, are the emotions running amok and strongly held opinions. Those can actually lead the best of us down some very strange roads. When we neutralize them, we remove roadblocks to clarity and open up to a flow of innate wisdom. We move past the limitations of our conscious mind into our expansive unconscious mind. In front of you, you can imagine a circle of clear, empty space, then step into that circle. And as you do so, go ahead and pray something like, "Thy will be done," or, "And so it is." And really mean it. To reach into that deepest, truest part of yourself, align yourself with the aspect of the divine that speaks most deeply to you. depending on your upbringing and beliefs, it could be God, Jesus, Mary, angels, Shiva, Buddha nature, a teacher or saint, guides, your higher self, the light within, presence, whatever that is for you. You can do this by focusing on a picture, lighting a candle, or simply taking a deep breath and plunging deep within. Ideally, what needs to happen is the connection is kinesthetic as well as mental. You might feel an inner click or deep stillness or stirring of the heart or opening of the chest. Pray or meditate from this space for the next 5 minutes. And as you are concentrating on this for the next 5 minutes, focus deeply and ask your question. And while you're asking that question, enter into a curious, receptive state, like a child who is wondering what's in a beautifully wrapped present. And then open your heart to receive that gift, that answer. You can also specify how you want to receive it. For example, you can ask for an inner answer when you open your eyes, or within the next hour or day. You can ask for a clear and obvious sign from the universe in the next 24 hours. You can ask for a dream, or you can simply pray for a strong, clear inner knowing. Or you can just pray for it to come in a way that you can understand, or that you are ready to understand. And that can be different for so many people. And go ahead now and just go inward for the next 2 to 3 minutes. And at the end of that, say a closing phrase such as, "And so it is," or "Amen," or whatever your belief system is. Now go ahead and open your eyes. Take a deep, cleansing, nourishing breath and stretch if needed. Know that mysteriously, miraculously, astonishingly, your answer will arrive. It may match your desires or it may not. But what is important here is that an inner aha feeling, or just a rightness, a sense of it falling into place or into the slot. There will be a sense of correctness and inevitability about it. Don't be dismayed if the answer is one you didn't want, and that can happen. And it's actually a good thing when that happens, because it's proof that you have gone beyond your conscious mind and are receiving wisdom from a deeper source. Time and the unfolding of events will show you why this happened. Also, the answer may be complete in itself, or it may spawn a series of follow-up questions. So be ready for that. Anyway, let's get back to our topic at hand. If you're asking about something major, it's actually wise to double-check your reply. You can ask the question again at another time using different words or a different approach or tool. You can ask for a further sign during the course of the day, a confirmation from God, or a verification in a dream or some other way that will resonate with you. And don't proceed without that inner yes, even if it's accompanied by a sigh. Meaning it's probably not something you wanted to hear. That sigh would indicate that. It'd be like, okay, yes, I get it. It's not what I want to hear, but it's what is right for me. And also, doing more research and talking with your wise family and friends are other ways that you can use to back up a big decision. So now you've reached the point. Let's just assume that you've reached that point. If you haven't yet, that's okay. But just keep this in mind when you do reach that point and you've received. Don't forget to give thanks. That part is so important, because we receive so much help from inside and from the other side. And it's important to give thanks and gratitude when we receive these beautiful gifts from ourselves and from the other side. Do what feels natural to you. You can put a flower on an altar, offer incense, bow or light a candle in a church. It can be a prayer, a silent thank you, or simply the intention to take the answer seriously. This simple act from the heart keeps the door open for more information and more grace. And did you know, in terms of neuroscience, gratitude releases the neurotransmitter dopamine, which increases your happiness, creativity, and motivation, which in turn raises our vibrations tenfold. So this is why I always like to preach and teach gratitude, because it does so much for us and the collective as a whole. Also, how you follow the guidance is up to you. You can use it as a directive, as a helpful input, or as a second opinion. It is your life and it is your choice how you follow this guidance. Let's say if your question was something minor or something else, you can try it out just to see what happens. More often than not, something amazing does come out of it, and you may get to an idea there for a new business, or you'll run into an old friend, or you'll avoid saying something unpleasant that would have happened. And I just want to point out that when you're following through on that inner yes or that inner aha while you're doing this kind of ritual or meditation, you're going to find events and occurrences lining up to support you in the most unexpected and unlikely of ways. You're going to get the sense that pieces of the puzzle are falling into place effortlessly. Meaningful coincidences will come together and events will happen. You'll start to understand why the advice you received from the depths of your unconscious wisdom was the ideal path for you. And this can lead to such a richness and satisfaction knowing that you chose the right course, and that right course was going inward and checking in with yourself, rather than relying on what somebody else thinks is right for you. In relation to Reiki, this is one reason why when we do Reiki on ourselves and others, we're able to tap into our intuition and our intuitive mind so easily. It's because we're basically doing what we just practiced by putting a prayer out there before we begin. We're going into a quiet space, being present, letting the divine life force energy flow through you, and bam, it comes. So you're able to pick up on those things to help your client and to help yourself. And we may go into that further in another episode, when this happens in Reiki and how to trust what you're receiving. But for now, I think this episode's already gone on a little bit longer than I intended. There was just so much to say. But I also want to say that the episode was also dedicated with the intention of helping you rely on your intuition, your inner guidance, your higher self, so that it becomes second nature to you. And also so that when people do give you advice, or at least try to condition you on how to think, how to feel, you'll kind of know right away if what they're saying is your truth or if it's not. And that is such a valuable gift that we can give ourselves to reconnect, to have a clearer signal to that intuition. Don't let anyone else control you with what they believe or think is right for you. You have that power to determine it for yourself. Step into that power. I'm getting a little passionate here, so excuse me if I'm going a little bit crazy with my words, but please know that you are everything you were meant to be in this life. The part or action now lies within you to discover what that is. But you are already it. You just have to discover it. The power you have in that regard, in that channel, is powerful. And an awesome thing in doing this for yourself is that you can help others see this in them too. And that is why I am so grateful that I was able to present this to you today, because it is something that I've had to practice and preach in my own life. And like I mentioned earlier, it's something that I had to learn the hard way through questioning beliefs and things that I have been told my whole life. And I want that for you too. Because my truth is not your truth, or your neighbor's truth, or your mom's truth, or your grandma's truth, or whoever's truth. You have your own truth. You have your own journey. You have your own inner guidance, that you have that power, that gift to tap into at any time. And with that, I am Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love. Namaste. To interact with us on our show, you can submit any listener questions via email or your recorded voice by going to our website at www.realreikireallife.com and using our interactive recorder to record your question or comments there. Your voice question or email may be featured, answered, and aired on an upcoming episode for a truly interactive experience. We also offer free recorded meditations as well as other free stuff. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me on our website to help facilitate your healing journey. Until next time, I am your host, Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love.